Good afternoon. A powerful cold front is marching through New York and eventually New England today, producing rain, heavy bursts, and even some thunder and lightning with strong gusty winds at times over 30 to 40 miles per hour. As the front passes by, the heavy rain will wind down and the wind will flip around from the south to the west and begin to gust at times over 30 miles per hour from that direction, ushering in cooler air. Prior to the front, temperatures will reach into the lower to mid 50s on average for daytime highs. The wind will persist into the night tonight, and temperatures will continue to drop steadily back through the 40s and 30s. Scattered rain showers will be likely in the valleys, but we'll continue to see the risk of rain changing to snow across the hills and mountains. In fact, in parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, the snow could accumulate up to 2 to 4 inches by sunrise on Friday. The upper level part of this storm will be overhead on Friday, and it will be mostly cloudy, windy, and chilly for this time of year, with a few passing rain showers from time to time in the valleys, but persistent wet snow across the hills and mountains, with another few inches possible in the Adirondacks and Greens through Friday afternoon. High temperatures across the region will remain in the 40s. We'll dry it out for the upcoming weekend. Still a bit chilly and breezy on Saturday with partly sunny skies in the upper 40s, but then we'll bounce back into the mid and upper 50s on Easter Sunday. The next storm will approach, so any sunshine on Sunday will give way to increasing clouds, but it will stay dry throughout the day. By Sunday night, and especially during the day Monday, rain will begin as that next storm moves in. The rain could be heavy at times early next week, with highs on Monday near 60, with the potential for some thunderstorms on that day as well. Leftover rain and snow showers are possible on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the deep upper-level low that has doused California with rain and mountain snow the last few days will continue to wobble across the desert southwest for a couple more days. Pacific moisture wrapping around the upper low will continue to bring the threat of excessive rainfall to Southern California through much of today, with the interior desert being more susceptible to flash flooding. Farther east, a developing low pressure system ahead of a surge of cold air from Canada will shift the severe weather threat from the Ohio and Tennessee valleys into the mid-Atlantic states today. The severe weather threat will quickly come to an end, however, in these areas as cold air rushes in. In response to this rapidly deepening storm, winds will pick up across New England, with accumulating snow likely to develop across the northern half of the region, and wet snow of over a foot is expected in portions of New Hampshire and Maine. When the storm intensifies further, gusty winds combining with heavy snowfall could lead to treacherous travel and whiteout conditions. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, lower 60s. Boston, cloudy and breezy with showers and a thunderstorm in the mid-50s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with showers and highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low, 35. The record high, 77, set in 1991 and in 1945. And the record low, 16, in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 6:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:31 p.m., 13 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and windy with rain today with highs in the mid-40s. Windy with rain showers and wet snow in the mountains tonight, upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today in the mid-50s. Windy with scattered showers tonight in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and windy with rain today with highs in the upper 40s. Windy with rain and snow showers tonight in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, Cloudy and windy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower 50s. Windy with scattered rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and windy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs around 50. Windy with scattered rain and snow showers tonight in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy and colder, mountain snow, valley rain showers in the 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy on Saturday, upper 40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Easter Sunday, breezy, a bit milder, mid to upper 50s. More rain, perhaps a thunderstorm Monday near 60, and scattered rain and snow showers on Tuesday back into the 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.